Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, diamond things in his cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh,
everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Steve Harvey, why don't you join me? Yeah, yeah. Steve Harvey, get on, y'all. Steve Harvey, come on, join me.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, that's business, too. You know, I've been talking for the past couple of days because I've been rereading again the book, The Secret. And I was saying the other day, and I was talking to the TV audience also, that it's the best book I've ever read. Outside of the Bible, I've read some great books, and so it's kind of a hard statement for me to make, but it is about the best book I've read outside of the Bible. I've learned more from the Bible than anything. I mean, I would be flat out lying if I told you I didn't. And I'm trying to get people to deal with this one thing, and that is the law of attraction and how you can start thinking yourself and acting your way out of any situation. See, it really is true that a man is as he thinketh. That piece of scripture is not, that ain't in there for no reason. It's very small, but it's so huge in the way that I've been taught to apply my faith throughout my life and the things that I've learned along the way throughout my life. And so many things are written that are guidelines for all of us if we would only just pay attention to it. You know, that's all we have to do to understand that God operates only on faith. You know, that's an amazing piece to get, folks, that he operates on faith. He can only give you and award you what you believe. So everybody gets awarded and receives up to the level of their belief, which is their faith. Once again, for the thousandth time, what is faith? Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. That's the best way for me to describe it. That's how I was able to wrap my mind around it. There are other descriptions of faith and probably people who can do it more eloquently. But in basic, when you peel back the banana, this is what it means to me. This is the interpretation, that it is the belief in things that you cannot see. Okay, look, if I'm running a race, and let's say it's one time around, however long that, it could be miles, yards, whatever. It's one time around, and halfway around, I get tired. But at the halfway point, I can see the finish line. Then guess what? I know that if I just continue on, that right there, I win. If I just finish, I win, but I can see the finish line. So guess what? it makes it a lot easier for me to keep going because the finish line is in sight. What makes the great runner, though, see, is the person who is running and cannot see the finish line, but runs with the hope and aspiration that if he just keep running, he gonna get to the finish line. That's where you got to get to. See, that is the person that excels, that goes beyond the realm of ordinary and gets into the realm of extraordinary. When you can get your mind to believing in something that you can't see, that's when you open up the possibilities that God has for you. See, if you're operating only on what you can see in your mind, then it's going to be limited. But that's where you'll be. But if you expand your faith, if you expand your belief into, I believe that God has so much more for me. I believe that God is going to give me this life of abundance. I believe that God will take care of me. I believe that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I believe that I can walk through the fire and I will not get burned. That right there. Now we're talking something else now, folks. And if you can get yourself there, then you open up yourself to some amazing things from God. That's how you get an amazing life. And when I say amazing life, I want you to understand, I'm not always talking about money. I'm talking about, man, God will put the right person in your life. God will bring the right situations around. He'll cause you to meet the right people. You'll be sitting in the right meetings. You'll be sitting in meetings that all of a sudden that have substance instead of y'all just sitting there meeting, ain't nothing going on. He'll give you new friends of like-mindedness around you, people that are going in the same direction as you, somebody that you can share some thoughts with that got some things in common that know what the rough part is you going through because, man, I'm going through the same thing. That's what I mean by giving you a wonderful life. Those are the things that make life wonderful, not money. I want to first tell you that. Am I against it? Not at all. It's a very useful tool, money can be at times, but that boy Biggie Smalls, he never lied when he said more money, more problems. That is a true statement if I've ever heard one. But guess what, though? See, God will also provide you the wisdom and understanding to deal with the new problems that arise, and he'll get you through it. But you've got to open up your mind to the possibilities of your life because God operates on faith, and a man is as he thinketh. You've got to understand that small scripture that's so big in your life. People overlook that. So, you know, you are what you've attracted to yourself. Lord, I'm sick and tired of meeting no good men. Oh, okay. So don't blame this on God now. I want you to blame this on yourself. Lord, I'm sick of meeting no good men. The law of attraction doesn't work on I'm sick of. What is that? You sick of what? I'm tired of meeting. That meeting what? The subject that the law of attraction works on, what you put out off your transmitter was, I'm sick and tired of meeting no good men. So what you attract to yourself is more no good men that you can be sick of meeting. If you don't think it works like this, then I'm sorry. You know, and here's one thing that the book says clearly about the law of attraction. It does not matter if you believe it. It doesn't matter if you accept it. It doesn't mean if you've ever been aware of it. It doesn't mean that if you don't acknowledge it, it just goes away for you. No, it works for you anyway. It is the law of attraction. Break that down. Guess what it is? A man is as he thinketh. Break that down now so you can wrap your mind around this thing. So guess what? You got to watch and be mindful. There's a scripture that I do not know what it is or something like this, but it tells you to be conscious of the words you speak. Now, I don't know the scripture. I don't know where it is. I'm sorry. I know it's in that, and I've heard it. When I heard that, I went, wow, man, that's powerful. But you got to be conscious of the words you speak. See, the words you speak are usually what you're thinking. So if you speak it into existence and that's what you think, that's what you become, a magnet for no good men. I think I gave you this example yesterday and I'll repeat it. Lord, I want to get out of debt. The law of attraction hears that. And guess what it is sent to you? More debt for you to get out of. Lord, I can't ever get out of this debt. Guess what the law of attraction does? It attracts more debt for you not to get out of. When are we going to stop saying it that way? If you make a simple change in your life and simply say, I am going to live a life of abundance. Well, if you have abundance, don't that mean you have enough? Then guess what? You'll have enough to pay off people you owe. That's the great thing about it, man. It's such a small tuning of the mind, tuning of the speech pattern. Stop hanging around people ain't talking about nothing, always talking about people and being negative. People that talk about people, they ain't going nowhere, man. Nowhere. Okay? All right, y'all. I hope you get me. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Y'all a singing group. Why don't y'all sing something for us?
I got nothing but love for you, baby. Got nothing but love for you, baby.
Hey, good morning. It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show, nephew.
He's in the building.
I worry about him. I really do. We should all talk
we should all
after the show.
Lay hands on him or something.
Y'all going to meet on me, huh? That's how you're going to do it?
Worry about you, my friend.
Top of the morning to my good friends. That's Shirley. That's Carla. That's J. Anthony Brown. And
watch
Junior
out
Boy.
There now. What's going on? Everybody?
Morning, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How's everybody on this good Thursday?
Oh, so good. So good. So good. So good.
It's a good Thursday.
Yeah. Blessed and highly favored.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know what? Tommy, we're laughing, but actually, Ralph Tresvant, mm-hmm. when he, on the BET Awards this
I
past Sunday.
I saw it.
When he did his little speech, you know, everyone did a speech in the group. Mm-hmm. They allowed everyone to speak. And when he finished, she said, yeah, this is Rizzo. I'm out the group. I'm starting my own.
Oh, my God.
From the five heartbeats. That's so, cool. Tommy, you're actually right on.
Yeah,
on
oh,
point.
My God.
Yeah. It was really cute.
It was. I'm trying to think of the guy's
going
name.
Solo.
Yes. Oh, never mind. Flash.
Flash. Let the kids watch Flash if they want to.
Not in my house.
What a great movie.
How does it feel to be me?
Yeah.
How do it feel to be me?
Eddie Kane.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, man.
Or Otis from the
Temptations. Yeah.
Either one. Yeah.
Those are the best two group movies to me.
Those were.
Best
those,
two.
The best two group two. Movies, right? Yeah. You
yes,
absolutely
sir.
Right.
And I have to say, though, I did love Sparkle. You guys like Sparkle?
Yeah, Sparkle was good.
But you know, you don't hear a lot of people going around quoting Sparkle.
No, you don't remember one line. I just love the movie, though.
No. Yeah, it's a good movie, though, Shirley. No.
Yeah, it was a good movie. You're right, Shirley. It was
a good movie. Yes.
Dreamgirls was good, y'all.
Dreamgirls was good.
Excellent movie.
I seen Lee, Curtis.
Curtis,
I don't see no background. I seen Lee.
Am I ugly to you, Curtis? That was my favorite line. Am I ugly to you, Curtis?
You're supposed to love me, Curtis.
Wow, it was what a great movie.
Once we get hold to a movie, we got it.
I know.
It is ours.
Our movie.
It's our movie, right?
Yeah. Favorite line from Temptations. We kind of did it already, but come on, Carla. This is...
That's Carla's line.
David Ruffin was in that apartment. He's sitting at that cocktail table. Y'all know what he was doing with that cocktail table, right?
Taking care of some things, right?
Yeah. He turned around and looked at Otis. Ain't nobody come to see you. They come
nobody
to see
come to
me
see you, Otis?
And Korn. Eddie Kendrick, they ain't come to see you. And tell him, David, you the star. Tell him.
Right.
We the voices.
All right, guys. We'll be back. And when we come back, it's time for Junior's Truth Be Told. We'll be back.
Uh-oh.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are. It's time for yet another. Junior, you ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Truth Be Told.
Yeah, I'm not taking it no more. This is it.
I had enough.
Let me tell you something. This weekend, y'all gonna see a lot of them. But I'm telling you right now. If your motorcycle got three wheels, you not a biker and you don't need to get a jacket. I'm sick of this.
It's a tricycle.
I mean, you don't need a biker jacket. You're giving bikers a bet. You one wheel from a car. Get in the car. Just get in the car because you're already there.
Oh,
you're trying
God.
To be tough all the time in your own three wheels. If I got to look down at you out in my car, you're not really on a bike. I don't know why you ride around with bikers' attitude. You're giving bikers a bad name. Where you get a jacket from?
Oh, my God.
You seen this. Y'all seen this.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be three people. Yeah. You know, three people. I mean, what you scared of? If you that scared to be on two wheels, get in the car.
Yeah.
That's what everybody else said.
Junior, they tried to throw us off when they built this motorcycle with the two wheels in the front and
yeah.
they put the one in the back.
Them two. Uh-huh. Just because you leaning forward a little bit, you ain't dangerous.
Don't go daredevil.
No daredevil.
You ain't doing nothing. You can't. What? Who are y'all fooling?
You're not a Hell's Angel. You're just an angel.
You're not even a. There is no hell. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you want, it's like somebody just on the diving board. They get on the end of the diving board but won't jump. Well, what you out there for?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I just about to tell y'all. We not going for it this weekend. Get your behind in the car. If you're going to ride a motorcycle with three wheels, then shut up. Don't be trying to mean mug nobody. You ain't got you got one too many wheels to be trying to mean mug people. Ain't nobody scared of nobody on three-wheel motorcycles. We just sorry.
Ain't no evil coming in there.
Face man.
Nah, all that. You take all that off. You need all that. All them spikes on your knuckles. We don't need all that.
You walk around with chaps on like
yeah, you. Yeah, like you really doing something. You know what I'm saying? You go to the back of your bike. You got a trunk on your bike. What you doing?
Oh
just get back in the car. We just asked
you. You're not bad at all.
Get back in the car. Just, we don't understand.
Level
I'm
jackets.
A bad boy for life.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just all these slogans. Ain't you not dangerous?
You're not dangerous.
You're not dangerous at all. You're giving bikers a bad name.
Kid, they got the wallet with the chain on it.
Yeah.
Come around.
They come around to the front and connect. You got all these boots on. But then you got the
spikes
high.
On your helmet. Like we scared.
Like
of you
scared that one little spike at the top of that silver helmet. Like we scared of you. You got
gloves
the
big
you
old
got
gloves.
The throw. You got to throw your knee over to get in. What are you doing?
The rebels. The rebels.
Yeah.
The rebels. You a rebel.
Yeah, you a rebel. If I open my car door, I hit you in the head. You better stop playing. You better quit playing in here, man. Anybody scared of y'all? I'm just want
you're
y'all
not
know.
Having a junior.
No,
you're
not I'm not having it. You don't need
he's
no biker jacket. You don't need
he's
no biker jacket. I don't know where in the hell you get your jacket from. You're not scaring nobody.
I'm a junior. You from Mad Max Thunderdome?
Yeah.
On three wheels.
On three wheels. Man, I'm like Carla from the gut. Boom.
Boom.
Boom. Oh, that's it. I'm through.
Nah, that's funny.
That's funny.
Okay. Junior.
I'm true.
That's a lot of it.
You're going to see a lot of that.
Yeah, you will. You see that this weekend. Don't let them punch
them tassels off your handlebars.
I mean, you pulling your registration out of the motorcycle right in the front. No, you're not dangerous, man.
Oh, my God.
You're not dangerous. Rough Riders.
That's the name
safe
of the car.
Rider.
Rough Riders.
Just Rider.
Just
you
a safe Rider.
Rough about
you.
You
don't get you another
just
wheel.
Rider.
You get you another wheel in a trunk and get in here like the rest of us with your scary behind.
And don't drive up to the family reunion
no,
talking about
no.
vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah, so revving that engine at the
gunning
light like
it,
we scared.
Gunning it, yeah.
I said gunning it.
Gunning it.
Buns are rallying
man.
In
here. Little boy with a big wheel make you feel embarrassed.
Yeah. It'd be grown men, though. That would be killing me.
Speaking of that, though, Junior, who besides him, on this whack motorcycle,
yeah.
who don't you want to see at the barbecue, at the family reunion this weekend? I know it's someone.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Carl, I'm telling you, my uncle. My uncle Junior, I don't want to see him at the family reunion.
Is that
your
who
name
you were named
sake?
After?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He don't bring nothing.
No.
You know what I'm saying? He shows up absolutely empty-handed and leave with seven or eight plates. I don't understand.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
No, he don't bring nothing.
That's like my aunt. She comes prepared with used aluminum foil in her bag. Yeah. You know, and what? It's used because she's taking it off covers of other stuff that she's had. She just, you know, oh, how people save.
You know how people save
aluminum foil.
Oh, she recycled it.
She'll just put that, fold that up, put that in her bag.
Yeah. You don't have a plastic bag. All this stuff is in an old bread bag, you know.
She wants a plate. Don't worry. No. You want some aluminum foil? I have my own.
And a plate should be just that, a plate.
Yes.
Not a saucer.
Man. Not a platter.
Not a platter.
Okay.
Who don't you want to see, Tommy?
I'm scared because I'm mad now. But listen.
You're scared to show up, huh?
I'm scared to say it, you know.
Yeah,
let me just try to put it away. We got a relative that I think she got 8 kids, but it just accumulates more every cookout. Yeah. It'd be like 2 more kids and 2 more kids. Yeah. Where are you getting all these kids from?
And she's pregnant when she shows up.
She keeps showing up with more kids every year, T.
And then there's that.
Pregnant, right.
Every year she shows up with more kids?
Yes. Yeah. Every cookout. It'd be so another that, kid at it. It'd be like, where you getting
these
kids
from? So that means she getting pregnant right after the reunion. Every year.
I think barbecue makes her fertile or something. You know, where these kids coming from, man?
All right. Well, here's the thing. Every family just will not accept you with a white woman. They just won't.
You know what?
You know, you get funny looks.
You showed up with them, Jay.
They look at you like you the first black man with a white woman.
At
you
the
ain't
family
never seen
reunion,
this?
No. Okay. All right.
And she should have a T-shirt on. She with me.
She should have a family T-shirt on.
No, Jay. She'll never make the tree, Jay. She'll never make the tree.
She's not getting the shirt.
Wow.
Stop looking at me like that.
I cannot with you and that. Yeah. All right, coming up next, you know it never stops. Why do you even think it's going to one day? It's not going to. The ignorance. Coming up next, Tommy's Run That Prank Back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here. She'll have today's national news. Plus, right now, Tommy, what you got? You running the prank back this morning?
I'm running it back, Shirley. I don't think my ladies on this show have this, but today's Run That Prank is Jezebel's spirit.
Sound like a sermon about to start.
My grandmother.
Touch 3 people and let them know Jezebel has a spirit. Come on now.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Sister Alicia.
Thank you.
All right. You may not know my voice, but I'm sure you probably know me if you saw me, but I'm Brother Greg at the church.
Okay, all right. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm sorry to disturb your evening. I wanted to reach out to you. The workers at the church, we had a meeting.
Okay.
A lot of the deacons and the sisters at the church had a meeting, and I wanted to give you a call. Now, Melanie, that's your sister, right?
Yeah, that's my sister. That's my baby sister.
Okay. All right. Well, now we got a bit of a problem, but they felt that it would be best for me to call you and discuss it with you and let you know what the what they have agreed upon. I'm just basically the messenger, and I'm just calling you to give you the word of what's going on.
Okay. Brother Greg, right?
Yeah, Brother Greg. Greg.
Okay.
No. Uh-huh.
Your wife is in the choir, right?
Yeah.
Light skin. Okay. I know you. I think I know you. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. Like I said, Sister Alicia, what the officials of the church are saying is that they're saying that they have reason to believe that your sister has been having an affair with Pastor and
my sister.
Your sister Melanie. And they're saying she's having an affair with Pastor. Now, like I said, I'm just the messenger.
Okay, so why are y'all calling me about something Melanie doing.
Well,
what does that have to do with me?
The officials had a meeting, and what they're saying is this is nothing but a Jezebel spirit. And what they
wait a minute, you're being rude now. Come on.
Just hear me out now. They're saying that this is a Jezebel spirit, and they would rather all of the family not be welcome at the church anymore.
Okay. First of all, why are you delivering a message to me about my sister? If I have a problem with my sister, seems like you would be calling my sister. Now, we're two separate people, so why are you calling me about my sister, about a rumor, and now you're saying y'all don't want me in the church? Is that what you're saying, brother?
The entire family. So if you got some brothers, sisters, auntie, they won't, because evidently all of the ladies in the Thompson family must have some type of Jezebel spirit in them.
Wait a minute now. Like I said, be mindful who you speaking to, calling somebody a Jezebel. What you can't do is call somebody and accuse somebody and then call them a derogatory word, talking about somebody a Jezebel. And a Jezebel. Now you're being rude, sir.
It's a Jezebel spirit, is what they were saying.
That's got to be the most asinine foolishness I have ever heard in my life. Who does that? Who are you to call me? Don't ask me no like that. You calling me all like some hood like who the hell calls somebody? They got a Jezebel spirit. That's like calling somebody a kid. Come on, you got a badass kid. Does your mama have a Jezebel spirit? Does your mama, does your red lipstick wearing white out of Jezebel spirit?
I'm asking you.
And whoop your ass. That's what's gonna happen. You gonna mess around and get your ass whooped and get drawn through the damn pool pit around with the top.
Well, as of right now, the family can't come to the church.
You think we want to be around a church that got people constantly asking me, out your damn, do I have a Jezebel spirit?
Never answered the question. Do you have one?
I might have a Rahab spirit. Now, you know she was a good in the Bible. Now, I've been a member of this damn church for the last 8 years. I don't pay plenty of tithes at this damn church. And it's Pastor a problem with me. You tell Pastor I have a problem with me.
Sister Alicia. Let me say this and then I'm going to be through.
Go ahead. First of all, before you say another damn word to me, you need to apologize and speak to me like you got some respect.
Okay. Can I say this?
Go ahead.
I apologize because this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and you just got pranked by your sister, Melanie.
I'm going to kick y'all ass. How the hell? How in the... That was
you all right?
That was a good one.
Y'all
got me. I can't wait to talk to Melanie ass today.
I don't know who the lady is in the choir with the red lipstick on, but I have no earthly idea. All right, no Jezebel spirits, none of that. We all right?
Maybe a Rahab, like I said, maybe a Rahab, because, you know, there was more than one Bible, and she did good work for the kingdom, because, you know, I was good working for the kingdom. Now, I said, now, wait a minute, I ain't been a long time now. Wait till you don't went too far.
Oh, God, I love church people. Hey, let me ask you something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You tell him, girl. Jezebel spirit. That's right, Junior boy. One day away from MegaFest, Dallas, Texas, tomorrow night. Oh, my God. K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center. Tickets on sale right now. All Ticketmaster outlets. It's me. It's Sid the Entertainer. It's Yvonne Orgy. It's Tony Roberts. Oh, the list goes on. J.J. Williamson, the list goes on and on and on and on. Hosted by yours truly. Tickets on sale right now. And I will have this brand new prank CD, Won't It Do It, at the convention center. I sure will. Come by and get it. If you're in Dallas, come by and get it. On sale.
All right.
Right now.
I wish we could be there. That sounds like fun.
You got plane money.
Fun.
Get on the plane.
Fun.
Get on the plane.
I said, I wish I could be there.
Carla and Junior is working.
You yes, will be in New Orleans,
I'll be
my
working.
Dear.
If you ain't with me in Dallas, you should be with them in New Orleans. Now, you're going to have to make a decision.
Jay coming down there with me.
You want to wear church hat or you want to do the electric slide? Now, which one you want to do?
I'm in Dallas, so who's going to barbecue at my house? Really, Tommy, really? How insensitive of you.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's going to do those sides?
Not you.
I'm just saying, I will be working. All right, listen, according to Sports Illustrated, apparently, when you finally win the World Series after 108 years, you get to go to the White House. The Cubs are in Washington, D.C. to play the Nationals, and they're going to make their second visit to the White House since winning the World Series. The team was there in January, met with President Obama before he left office. Today's meeting with President Trump is described as informal. It was set up by a team's co-owner, Todd Ricketts. Miss Ann is coming up with national news. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Miss Ann is standing by with today's national news, but Phil Jackson is out in New York, okay? So polish your resumes. The New York Knicks are looking for a new general manager after parting ways with Phil Jackson.
They need some players, too.
Yeah, after three losing seasons. Phil Jackson had become embroiled in off-season scuffles with Carmelo Anthony and some of the other players there. And though owner James Dolan had pledged support for Jackson just months ago, the Knicks decided to make a fresh start. Jackson got his start as a player with the Knicks back in the 70s, but is best known, of course, as the mastermind coach behind the triangle offense that powered Michael Jordan's Bulls and Kobe Bryant's Lakers to multiple championships. Oh, yeah. This doesn't solve, however, the Carmelo problem. Okay, we're calling this the Carmelo problem. He still wants to stay in New York, but his salary is so high, it's keeping them from making other roster moves. And, I mean, you know, they pay him a lot there, so they're going to try to finagle some stuff, I guess. But speaking of Carmelo, he is gearing up for a brand new gig, too, okay? Sources say that Carmelo is pitching a reality show about his work as a political activist. The weekly half-hour show would feature Carmelo addressing social issues with other celebs who also work in activism and venturing out to meetings and rallies.
That'd be cool. I like to watch that.
I like to see that.
Interesting, huh?
All right.
Very interesting, yeah.
Somebody in sports that knows politics. That would be cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is according to sources in New York that, you know, he's doing other things. Branching out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been branching out, though.
Don't let it go.
It's
going to be him or me.
Come on now. He's been branching out now.
Been activating down at the club, ain't he?
Way out. He's been branching now.
That's okay. Lala says they're best friends. They're best friends right now. And she left it open. You never know if they'll get back together or not.
I think we know.
All I know is the baby don't need to be seeing this. That's all I'm saying, okay? The baby don't need to be seeing this.
Man, Melo needs to go ahead and lead the Knicks, man. He just should go ahead and go. He should, because at the end of his career, you want to get on a good team, at least try for a championship.
Yeah, I heard that some rumors he may go to Boston or something. Did you hear that, Junior?
Yeah, Boston. Anywhere he need to go other than New York. I mean, you know, like Toronto ain't bad right now for Melo. I mean,
really?
Yeah. University of Kentucky. You can go down there. Just get,
he
get out.
Stay close to his
college.
Family.
You want him to go back to college?
Yeah, just get really, off that team. Just
he really should be in Atlanta. You know what I mean?
The Hawks.
You right by Magic City. You know what I'm saying? You get there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You know, Cheetah's right down the street.
Cheetah's around the corner, you know?
Oh, see, that's... Come
that's
on.
Cold.
That's cold. Miss Ann.
That's cold.
Down there.
Oh, we wrong. We wrong?
Yes.
No, we wrong.
But you know, there are a lot of basketball news yesterday. Did you hear Chris Paul going?
Yes,
to- yes sir.
Rockets. H-Town, baby.
That's
I like
wow.
that.
Yeah,
we got him. Now all we need now is LeBron. And we good.
LeBron?
Yeah.
Man.
You know, you don't see this. Coming. You got to think positive.
Dream big. Dream big. I mean.
And then get Phil Jackson as coach.
No.
Yeah, okay. All right, come on. Let's introduce Miss Ann.
The beautiful, the one and only. We got national news with Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, Tommy. Good morning, everybody.
Morning,
Tommy, Carla, Shirley, and Junior, and J. Anthony Brown. Everybody morning, out there, this Dan. Is Ann Tripp. Okay, here we go. The parts of the president's travel ban permitted now by the Supreme Court go into effect at 8 p.m. tonight. And immigration lawyers and members of the American Civil Liberties Union are going to be at the international airports to help people if they get, you know, entangled in all this. Officials from the Justice Department, Homeland Security, and the State Department drew up a list of criteria that visitors from the six mostly Muslim countries will now have to meet before being allowed to enter this country. The measures include the increased screening of electronic devices. Also, a person has to have a bona fide relationship, quote unquote, with a U.S. citizen, like a parent, a sibling, or an adult child. Yeah. So we'll see how that shakes out. Republican leaders, meanwhile, working with the president to try and revise the Senate's health care bill. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is now promising to get a vote on it once lawmakers return to the Capitol after the July 4th recess.
We'll continue working so we can bring legislation to the floor for debate and ultimately a vote. We know that we cannot afford to delay on this issue. We have to get this done for the American people.
Republicans need 50 votes to pass the measure. They have 52 seats. But, at least seven GOP senators say they're not going to pass this bill in its current form. McConnell has to find a way to appease the moderates who disagree with the cuts to Medicaid and the conservatives who don't think the cuts go deep enough. If he can kind of bridge that divide somehow, I don't know. And then on top of that, no vote can be taken on the measure until the federal number crunches, the Congressional Budget Office take a look at it and issue a report. Beef processing company in South Dakota and ABC News have agreed to sell their multi-million-dollar legal dispute over it's an undisclosed amount over a product called pink slime. You may remember hearing about this a few pink years slime. Ago. Back in 2012, ABC News broadcast a series of reports about a substance that was commonly added to ground beef, highly processed beef trimmings, but the network called it pink slime. Now, that's a term coined earlier by a scientist at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. What happened, though? People heard pink slime. Consumers stopped buying anything that they thought might contain the product. The company sued, saying ABC News reports ruined the reputation of what they said is a perfectly safe food, and it's not slimy or anything like that. So they really
you got me scared, Ms. Ann. What can I eat now? I'm scared. I don't know what to eat.
What's up, Doc? Lettuce. Anyway, President Trump held the first fundraiser of his 2012 re-election campaign last night. The cheapest ticket was 35,000 buckaroonies. And today is National Tapioca Pudding Day and National Body Piercing Day.
Ow!
That's what I said. Now back to Eugene the Butterfly at 20 minutes after the hour. You want to stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You know we come to you every morning. And here we are again. Bye-bye, everybody.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve Harvey is out today. The crew is in as always. And it's that time. J. Anthony Brown is on you right now.
Woo! Eugene, baby.
That spoke volumes.
Thank you,
words.
Baby. I love it. Thank you, baby. Oh, I love it. Good morning, everyone. Shirley Collar, Junior, Jamie Brown, Nephew Tommy. Oh, my God. It is a pleasure to be here. How y'all doing this morning?
Ooh, good morning, baby.
Hey.
Flutter, baby. Hey,
flap on, brother. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Man. So this is what's going on because we're getting ready. I'm getting all souped up for the 4th of July. Okay. Uh-huh. So this is what I'm having. I am having a red, white, and blue pink party. A red, white, and blue pink party. And I want everybody on this show to come dressed as a revolutionary soldier. Okay?
All right, and we gonna before we eat barbecue, we gonna march around the yard and stuff. Everybody gonna have red, white, blue, and pink. The pink is just for flavor. Anyway, and you're gonna be like a Captain J. Anthony. You're gonna be a captain.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay, that's what I want you to do. But you gonna have the little the knickerbockers. You know, it's gonna stop at your knee, okay. And then you gonna have your stockings, and then you gonna have a wig on. Cause we gonna be we get ready to fight. We gonna revolution that. Okay, Junior. You know I need a drummer boy.
What?
Somebody got to be my drummer boy.
Jay get to be a captain. I get to be a drummer boy.
You're going to be my drummer boy. Okay. But you get to play something different. You don't have to play nothing, you know, revolutionary or nothing like that. You can play what you like some Jay-Z or something. You can play something like that. Okay? Shirley and Carla. Y'all gonna be throwing confetti and stuff as we walk across through the yard. Red, white, and blue confetti. And we're going to have fireworks going off and stuff. And I'm going to have Roman candles. I'm so excited. So it is the red, white, and blue pink party. This is something we're going to start doing traditionally before we do our barbecues. Okay?
Will anyone be playing the flute?
Wait, when are we going to be doing it? I just wanted to get that. It's what did you say?
We're going to do it Tuesday. We're going to do it too. We're going to do it out on the 4th of July.
About tradition. This, you said something about tradition.
This Tuesday?
Yeah, because y'all going to be through with Essence, and Tommy going to be through with Megafist and everybody. We gonna come to my house and we going to do it. It's going to be good. Just listen. Just get your drums. You don't be worried about nothing else. Get your drum and your beat.
I can't do this Tuesday.
We walk...
Mm-mm. You need a new drummer, boy. You busy?
No, I was going to do it, but I'm, man.
What?
How you leaving the group before we put the group together?
I have a summer cold scheduled to come in on Tuesday.
You got a what?
A summer cold.
A summer cold. Don't do that, Junior. You got to stop. You put this wig on and play these damn drums. Don't do that. And Jay Anthony, you asked me earlier if you could. You know, I don't want you to play the flute. I want bring your harmonica. That's what you're good at.
All right, coming up next, it's time for Comedy Roulette with Junior and the nephew, and of course Jay at 34 after. That's when we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, as promised. Comedy Roulette is coming up. It's right now, actually. So we got to explain, because we've only done it one other time.
We've done it once before.
Yeah, we've only...
you want to explain it?
Yeah, explain it.
Okay, well, it's very simple. You guys always wanted to test us, to test our comedy skills.
Yes.
I don't know why you do. I don't know why you do. We do this every day.
Because
we're so good.
Because it's fun.
We're just that good. Yeah. So what you guys going to do, you're going to... put 5 subjects on a wheel.
You're
going to spin the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know where it's going to stop. Mm-hmm. Wherever it stops, because we're so good,
we will just
riff on that one subject. Y'all hear me?
You're boosting us up too hard. You boosting. I don't know the subject or none of that. I don't even care
what it is.
You can do it.
Stay ready, baby.
I like to do homework.
Bring it to me.
Have some confidence.
All right,
nephew.
You got? Let's hear the subject. What are the subjects? You don't have Kali, you got the wheel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Read off the subjects.
Yeah, okay. What's the subjects?
I don't have them in front of me. They're on the wheel.
Oh, my. Yeah, they're on the wheel.
There you go. Okay.
Put them on the wheel. There you go.
Okay. That makes it even more fun if we put it on the wheel.
Yeah.
All right, this is a good one here.
All right, you got them?
The subject is, I know y'all can do this. The subject is people who have one hand smaller than the other.
First of all, it's a shocker.
What
is wrong with
you? You're going first.
You're going first.
First of all, it's a shocker, first of all. If I look down there and your hands are not matching, I don't know what you've been doing. Now, one thing I found out, people with one hand that's smaller than the other, they're good for getting change out the corner of couches. They can get in there and grab whatever's down there. Just find somebody. Is anybody hand smaller than the other? Please get down here and get this change.
Tommy, you want me to go?
I'm going to say this. You are probably 100%. Oh, man, you probably are. But what you can't be is my right-hand man. That's what you can't be, okay? Not mine. You're not going to be my right-hand man. Not with that hand, you're not.
He's not going to do it.
Good so far, guys. Good so far.
Not only is the hand small, but it's the first hand they put out. Like, they got another perfectly nice size hand that they never greet you with. Why is this hand? And here's the other thing. It's always kind of moist. I don't know.
Little hands build moisture. I don't know why they say that either, Jay. You know, the people with smaller hands are always asking for stuff. Like, hand me that piece of paper. What? What? Why should I? Is that the first thing you think of is hands? Okay.
I've seen them so small, Tommy. Uh-huh. I've seen them small. Okay, they got the one big hand, and since the other hand is small, they have a small watch on the small hand, right?
You know. Okay, let me try. I don't have a problem with you writing to me or writing a note to me, but when you write it in shorthand, I can't get that. You understand? You can't write to me in shorthand. I don't read shorthand. All right.
That's well, not it goes what I together do. Though. It does go with that hand.
It does. Cause I don't like hugging people with little hand, one hand smaller than the other. Cause they put that hand, they wrap around the back, and they put that hand in the center of your back, feel like a baby pushing you. You know what I'm saying?
It's irritating.
It's irritating. They shouldn't do that.
Yeah, and it's just a little bigger than a chicken foot. You know what I'm talking about?
Not really.
It's that little, Jay?
Yes. In fact, a chicken foot has more meat on it, okay?
Yeah, you don't really want to see.
You know what? You know, you are the real reason they say don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're the reason why they put it out there.
It's in the Bible, right?
It is in the Bible.
Don't never let the left hand know what the right hand doing.
All right. Good job, guys. Good job. Great job.
I think you had a hand in this, Shirley. I'm sorry.
I think I did, too. All right, listen.
We're going to hand it back to you.
Nephew Tommy's prank phone call coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, it's the Strawberry Letter, about 4 minutes after the hour, so get ready. The subject for today is keeping it in the family. Mm. Keeping it in the family, all right? But up next is the prank phone call. Come on, nephew, what do you have on the menu for us today?
It don't stop, Shirley. Weed in the church van.
Huh?
Weed.
You play too much.
In the church van.
I got an idea what church this is. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you can join? What? What are you saying?
I'm just letting you know. In the church van. We're not going to have it. We're not going to have it. Weed. Amen.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach Dan. Brother Dan. Dan.
Hold on. Let me cut my TV down.
Brother Dan.
This is...
Okay. Yeah, this is Brother Scott from the church, from Bethel Baptist.
Hello, Brother.
Dan, I call you. I'm trying to get a little information about the church van. What's your schedule? You drive the church van. What's your schedule?
I drive it Wednesday, Fridays, and Sunday.
Okay, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Now, Sunday, what is that schedule?
Oh, well, Sunday, I usually start about 8 o'clock in the morning, probably a little earlier, depending on some of the elderly people that I have to go pick up and bring to the church, make sure they get there okay and get situated and make sure they're on time for the service and whatnot.
Okay, and then you take them back home after service is over?
Yes, I try to get all of them back home unless they got family members or something that come up there and meet them up there and want to take them to dinner or something afterwards. But I usually get everybody back home.
Okay. Now, this past Sunday, which is part of the reason why I'm calling, they saying that some of the church members that was on the van this Sunday, They are complaining, saying that that the church van was smelling like weed when they got on there.
Excuse me?
They say the church van was smelling like weed when they got on there, and you are the person that was driving them.
Oh, no, not the van that I'm driving. I didn't smoke weed in no van.
Do you smoke weed?
No, I don't smoke weed. I mean, not currently. I mean, I have before, but I don't smoke weed now. And I wouldn't smoke weed before picking some people up to go to no church. Now, where you getting this from? Who told you this?
Well, all I know is what's come down the pipeline is they saying that a couple of the members came complaining.
Now,
saying
this just happened last week about this pipeline. I want to know who the pipeline is, because just last week they came at me talking about that I was using the van to go places that I wanted to go to on my personal time. Now, I don't do that. I don't do stuff like that. Now, I done had a past, I done had a history, but I don't do stuff like that, and I wasn't smoking no church van. So are you seriously talking?
We're trying to get to the bottom of it and see what's going on with you.
Well, which elderly person said it? Do you know which one?
I don't know.
They love me. Every Sunday, them people tell me they love me. They say I'm one of the most respectful young gentlemen they've ever met in their life. And so I really find it hard to believe that you getting these type of complaints about me.
Okay, well, one of them says, smell like ooh-wee. I don't know what that means or nothing like that.
Look, brother, I don't know you too well, and I know you don't know me, but I've been driving this van as a point to try to change my life and where I come from. So this was something that I wanted to volunteer, even though I'm getting paid, to give my time to do this for the church. And now this is like the second instance where y'all done came at me on some stuff about like I'm trying to do something with this van. Now why would I disrespect the church van by smoking weed in it and then letting the weed stay in there so other people could smell it?
Okay, so let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go out here to the church van today. We're going to go out here today and open it up. Now, if we see any seeds or anything around the driver's seat, then we're going to definitely have a finger pointing.
We're going to open the van up. Man, I was raised in that church, man. My mama go to that church. My grandma, she go to that church. She the reason we even all at that church. And you think I'm going to mess up their name by driving around in a van full of elderly people smoking some weed?
Then why do it smell like weed, Brother Dan?
I don't know why the van smell like weed, man. Now, I don't got the answers to these questions. I'm just trying to tell you that it wasn't me.
Did you have some weed in your pocket and maybe it would just smell it?
I ain't had no weed on me. Stop trying to say like I had weed on me. And you ain't going to give me nothing. Admit that I ain't had no... And I ain't had no weed on me, okay? Now, you ain't going to mess up my name or my family's name in this church and disrespect us like this. Now, we've been helping this church for years, and I'm trying to tell you that I ain't riding around in no van smoking no weed with no elderly people. Did you ask any of the elderly people if they had any weed on them?
No, I didn't think about no elderly people having no weed.
So you just assume it's me? What, one of them got glaucoma or something?
What? You know what? You know who I think the weed belonged to?
Who?
I think the weed belonged to Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What the What the heck? Man!
Damn, you just got pranked. Oh my God! You just got pranked. What is his name? His name is Lawrence.
Oh my God!
Larry, they call him Larry, but his name is Lawrence.
Oh man, I know exactly. Man, tell Larry, he in trouble with me. I'm gonna hit him with the van.
Oh man. Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Y'all got me.
Come on now. Come on now. Give it to me.
That was a good one, nephew.
Give it to me.
That was a good one. Yes.
Huh?
Yes,
won't
yes,
he do
yes,
it?
Yes.
Won't he do it?
Yes.
Did you ever think to ask the elderly people if they were smoking weed?
Maybe they got glaucoma.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, he kind of threw you a little bit on that one.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I heard it.
Like, get off me with it.
Yeah.
You're not going to get me. My mama go to that church, man.
My grandma.
Family name.
Did he say glaucoma or coma?
He said glaucoma.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Glaucoma.
If you hit it, it's going to feel like you're in a coma.
Oh, man.
That was good.
Won't he do it? Comedy CD, prank CD is coming out, and it is going to be right in Dallas, Texas, at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center. You can get it. I'll be at the booth on Friday and Saturday, and you can come hang out with your boy. All right, be the one to get the first CD. The Won't He Do It? Tommy is pranking church folks again. Yes,
He's
I am.
He's gonna autograph every one,
every last one of them,
and take a picture with
him. Yeah, and you get a picture.
Look at y'all.
And you get a picture.
Several pictures,
And ladies, buy the CD though. It's his latest prank.
And you don't have to buy anything for him to take a picture.
I know, I wasn't going to say that.
And you get the kiss time.
You get the kiss.
You kiss him?
Yeah, you get the kiss, Tommy, too. Yeah.
Mega Fest this weekend.
So many hats over there?
Dallas, Texas. Oh, God. You're so stupid. I'm a Shirley and Carl. I'm going to buy y'all a hat if I see some hats on sale. I'm going to buy y'all a church hat.
Okay, a church hat. Oh, yeah. I love church hats.
I love it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Y'all a church hat.
All right. Well, nephew, thank you so very much. Good job. You are the king. The undisputed king of pranks. Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. Coming up in about an hour, we're going to talk about what's bothering Nephew Tommy. He's up again with these nursery rhymes. Who would think
I'm trying to tell
you,
y'all don't understand this. I'm trying to. I ain't never broke this down to y'all before.
You gonna break it down?
No, I got knowledge and wisdom, Jay, that they don't never let out.
These are not simple nursery rhymes.
We don't need a nursery rhyme broken down,
girl.
Yeah, so we'll talk about it.
You wait, Carla. Carla, you.
What?
You know what, Carla? I'm gonna impress you one day.
I hope today is the day.
While we're still alive.
It's been 15 years. When you gonna start?
I'm waiting.
All right, the strawberry letter is coming up next. The subject is keeping it in the family. Keeping it in the family. That's the subject.
Mm-hmm. I like that. It sounds good.
Yeah. This is a letter I think you will like, nephew. Keeping it in the family. It's
sound
deep,
like
though.
I do. It sounds like
it's
something
deep.
I do.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of deep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, and we'll be back. Keeping it in the family. that's the subject of the strawberry letter. We will be back. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's that time. Let's buckle up. Let's hold on tight. We got it for you, strawberry letter.
Yes, we do, nephew. Subject: keeping it in the family. Dear Steve and Shirley, please help me. What I want to do may cause turmoil within the family. Here's the situation. A young lady and I have a crush on each other, but she used to be married to someone that was related to me by marriage. She used to be married to my stepfather. Follow along with this, okay? She used to be married to my stepfather's sister's son. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Her husband is deceased now. Before her husband died, we had only seen each other 3 times. After the 3rd time, we realized we had a connection, so we kept in touch. We only texted each other on special occasions and holidays back then. Now we text more frequently, and we enjoy each other's company. We know that we are not related, but out of respect for the family, we want to do the right thing. She keeps trying to hide her feelings, but I can tell she feels how she feels about me. She also encouraged me to write this letter to you for your opinion. So, should we move on with our lives, or can we pursue a relationship to see what happens? We really need your help with this to prevent a disaster. Do you think it would cause a major problem within our family? Please advise. You're right. I think it just might cause some turmoil in the family, a major problem, as you put it. It might raise a few eyebrows. It might cause a few of your cousins just to side-eye you with their hands on their hips. But it's not like you're being disrespectful to anyone here. The husband is deceased, and he was not related to you at all. This is so far down the line, this situation. He was your stepfather's sister's son. You all are not related at all. So you need to really decide together if you want to be with each other. If you're feeling it, go for it. Get your relationship tight. Figure out what you're going to say to people and all that kind of stuff. You know, if you choose to do that, then, you know, after your relationship is tight, you've got the friendship going and everything, then you can start slowly showing up to family reunions. But, you know, it still might make them a little uncomfortable, but I think eventually they'll come around. Jay?
No.
Don't do it.
We did a bit earlier about people who have one hand smaller than the other.
Yeah. Yeah,
and the reason this happens is because people in the family get together, and this is what happens. This is how the kids come out while you got one foot facing the front and the other foot going to the back of you.
They're not related.
Yes, they are. This is not to be played with, Shirley. This is why you have kids whose eyes are totally crossed. You know what I mean? They can watch the party for you because they got cross eyes. This is why you have these kids with the big water heads.
They are not related.
They are related, Shirley. Don't play with this, all right? This is why you had a kid with one ear bigger than the other ear, but they can't hear a damn thing, all right? Do not play with this, all right? Don't mix these genes up. Leave it alone. I'm telling you.
They're not related.
You've been warned.
Let me hear
you. All right, thank you, sir. They're not related, okay? Come on, Tommy. What you got, nephew?
If we ain't related, we doing it. You hear me? Let me tell you something. It's all right to be with your step aunties, cousins, baby daddy, nephew, niece, adopted sister. It's all right.
One more time, nephew.
It's all right to be with your step aunties, cousins, baby daddies, nephews, niece, adopted sister. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I have been through this before. I was with my uncle's second wife's daughter-in-law's twin sister's cousin. We dated for 6 months. And did the family have mixed emotions? Yes. But that's all right. Love who love you. Let me tell you something. After your second cousin, everybody is open game. Do you hear me? You can't be a super fine, drop dead, gorgeous third cousin. I'm marrying you. Yes. I want you in my life. Yes, to hell with the family. We'll deal with it at the family reunion. Yeah, I married my third cousin. Don't nobody have third cousins, do they? Who are your third cousin, Carla?
Pookie.
See, don't even have a real name. It's all
now,
right.
Who did you used to date again, nephew?
I dated my uncle's second wife's daughter-in-law's twin sister's cousin.
I cannot.
That's who I dated. Tamika. Yes, I did. I dated my uncle's second wife's daughter-in-law's twin sister's cousin.
Wow.
Her name was Tamika. Yes, I did. And it was the greatest. Ooh. Oh,
well, how come you all didn't stay together?
I don't know. It just got I don't know.
The family
complicated.
Complicated. That's what I'm trying to say. Complicated.
You gotta be strong.
You're being
stuff
really
like
good.
This. Yeah.
You gotta be strong.
You do. All right, come on, young one in the group. Well, I'm keeping it in the family.
I'll tell you what, this one line that got me.
What?
Mm-hmm. She said, she used to be married to my stepfather's sister's son. Her husband is deceased now. Before the husband died, we had only seen each other 3 times. Well, what you think killed him? Huh? what do you think killed the man? She said it now. Okay. We had only seen each other before her husband died. We had only seen each other 3 times.
Uh-huh.
What do you think killed the husband?
Mm. And it's always in threes, too. It's always in threes.
What you think killed him? They was fooling around before he died.
They had to be fooling around before he died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what killed him.
When he found out, it was, who was it, Tommy? Who was it? It was
your step auntie's cousin's baby daddy's nephew's niece adopted sister is who was
there. Right there. That's
now, when he walked in the room and saw him, that's what killed him. And he said, I'll be damned. It's my brother's cousin's third sister.
Whatever.
Baby daddy's nephew's niece. Adopted sister.
Uncle's oldest boy.
Yeah.
These people are not related.
They're related.
Mm-hmm. No, they're related.
They're not related, Jay.
No.
Why was he at the funeral crying harder than anybody? Why is he over there leaning on the casket so hard?
Putting on the show.
You know you put him down. You know you put him down.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you have some issues, some relationship issues, please send your letter. Email us your letter at steveharvey.com, okay?
You're
please
supposed
do
to
that
love your
us.
Family. You're supposed to love your family. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We want more letters. All right, we'll be back with part two. We have some more on this letter. It's called Keeping It in the Family. We'll be back, all right?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are back on this Strawberry Letter Part 2, subject Keeping It in the Family. Mm-hmm. This was written by a young man, I'm assuming. He said what he wanted to do may cause some turmoil within the family. He and this young lady have a crush on each other, but the problem is she used to be married, the young lady, to someone that was related to him by marriage. You hear that, Jay? Related to him by marriage. No related. Blood. No blood. She used to be married to his stepfather's sister's son. Her husband is deceased now, okay? The stepfather's sister's son, that was her husband. He's no longer living. Before her husband died, they had seen each other three times. After the third time, they realized they had a connection. So we kept in touch, he says. They only texted each other on special occasions and holidays back then. Now they text more frequently and they enjoy each other's company. We know that they're not related, but out of respect for the family, they still have respect for the family. They want to do the right thing. She keeps trying to hide her feelings, he says, but I can tell how she feels about me. She also encouraged me to write this letter because she wanted our opinion. So, should we move on with our
hug
lives,
your
or can we
hug your brother?
Hug your brother.
You need to go and then hug your brother. Your brother needs love.
Beloved.
Beloved.
Hug your brother.
It's not her brother. It's her stepfather's sister's son.
You're not being wrong if you hug your brother. Your brother needs a love.
Beloved. Hug your fourth cousin. Hug him.
Hug your fourth cousin. You're not going to eat
Yonla
right now.
You're not going to do it.
They're trying to fix her life, Carla.
We're
trying to fix her life.
Hug him. Hug him tight. Hug him with the love that you have for a brother.
Kiss your stepbrother cousin. Kiss him.
They have to
the stepfather's sister's marriage.
Tell me your second cousin. Oh, go right ahead.
But growing up, didn't you always have a crush on your cousins?
Ooh, I had a second cousin. I have to tell you.
Oh, my God.
Everybody had a crush on their relative. Everybody did. But you knew not to cross that line.
That's because Yonla wasn't there. I would have asked her. She'd say, hug your brother. Go look at your second cousin.
Shirley, you think they intimate, Shirley? Are they intimate?
Well, let's see. She keeps trying to hide her feelings, but I can tell how she feels about me. I think they want to get to that.
They done done it. What are you talking about,
But out of respect for the family, they want to do the right thing. I can only go by when they did it,
was they doing the right thing?
No,
I mean, they did it that time.
I'm talking about he had candles. Rose petals, all that lights low, and she walked in the room, and Family Reunion was playing.
And the grandma was here.
Come here, girl.
They've only texted each other on special occasions,
and
guys.
They should do it again.
And
do
holidays.
It again. Do it again.
Now they're texting more frequently. Well, you could get something out of, and now we enjoy
Family
each other's
reunion.
Company.
Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. With that plan
well,
in
don't
the
say nothing to me when your kids have to wear baseball caps all the time.
They're not related, Jay. There's no blood. There's no blood between them, okay? There's no blood.
Just don't have no kids, that's all.
Don't have no children.
They're not related.
They are related.
And Tommy, you did it before, so stop.
He got away with it.
Shirley, I'm going to say it again. It was my uncle's second wife's daughter-in-law's twin sister's cousin. Okay? I think that's a pretty good distance away, Shirley.
All right, and so is this. Okay, so is this. We're moving on, guys. Go to Instagram with your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. All right.
Love you.
Okay, come on, Jay. Introduce our girl from the top.
Oh, Shirley, what? Y'all, please put your hands together for the one and only
blue five months. I'm a star, Shell Underwood.
Yeah. Greetings, my brother, Phi Beta Sigma. I'm glad you brought that up because I'm on my way to Albuquerque for the Zeta Pacific Regional Conference.
You're the most working Zeta. You hear me?
Man, look. Just like I just crossed, I stay loyal because I'm finer, Tommy. See y'all last time. When's last time you been to the Kappa meeting, bruh?
I've been to a meeting. I have been to a meeting.
When's the last time you've been to a conference?
Not too long ago. About two months ago.
Okay, that you weren't performing at.
How far are we going to go with this, Cheryl?
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. And I will be at the Zeta Leadership Conference in Washington, D.C. And I will be at the Sigma Conclave, James Brown. I will be in Detroit with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma. So it's going to be a blue and white 4th of July. Yeah. For me, and blue and white July for me. Then, Junior, I will be in Charleston, South Carolina with Sean Jones and Mike Washington at the Doubletree. I'm going to be doing some comedy, doing some things. So, let's get to it, brothers and sisters. Let's see. I don't even know where to start. That's both of y'all. I don't know where to start. Now, the brother with the Bachelor of Paradise, stop talking right now. Just stop talking. Yeah. It's Carlos, it's not getting any better. It's not.
It's just DeMario. What is his name?
DeMario. Wait, is it DeMario?
You don't know nothing about DeMario.
You don't know nothing about DeMario. That's one of the greatest comics in the history of America.
Is that one of the greatest in the world, man?
Greatest. Got to shout out damn DeMarios. Look, let me see what else I want them to stop doing. It's something else. Oh, please stop trying to get viewers on the intranet doing wild stuff. Now, they just had the girl shoot her own boyfriend, her baby's father. She got one baby and one on the way. Just shot the boy in the chest, holding a book, trying to do something viral. Y'all ain't heard about that? Don't do that. Look, the only viral videos we like to see when you burn your house down trying to barbecue. Now, those are hilarious. The fight that breaks out at 4th of July when somebody has messed up the potato salad, that's hilarious. Those are fun and harmless. When somebody finds out you have parboiled the ribs, that is hilarious.
Oh, that's wrong.
These ain't barbecue. You brought these?
Thank you. That's blasphemous. When you tried to make your barbecue from scratch and we could taste all the ingredients.
Got paprika on these?
Thank you. That's what it is, right?
You put paprika on these.
Yes, paprikas only go on the potato salad and the devil eggs. Everybody know that.
Yes.
Speaking of things that everybody know, I am not in the movie Armed Response. I am not in that movie.
Why are people saying that?
Because look, this is a Wesley Snipes movie. Stop asking
me. I knew it. Don't you say it.
Listen to me now. I was not in Passenger 57. Well, I was a stuntman in Demolition Man. But I am not in Armed Response.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl. We got to get out of here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, it's Carla's reality update. But right now, nephew Tommy, we've been talking about this all morning. What is your issue? What's your problem with just innocent nursery rhymes? I don't get
Surely. So I've been doing nursery rhyme with my son, okay?
Okay.
You know, Jordan's 6 years old, so we read nursery rhymes. And it bothers me because all these nursery rhymes, every last one of them is just bad relationships. That's all they are.
So what you're saying is every nursery rhyme is a bad relationship.
Every single one of them. I don't care how you look at it. When I get through reading, I was like, that ain't nothing but just a bad relationship. A relationship gone bad. That's all this is.
Really?
You got
it?
Yes.
Okay, Tommy, first of all, let me just say this.
What?
You stupid.
Yes.
But I'm gonna go ahead and play along with you. I'm gonna play along with you.
I'm not playing. I'm serious. Okay.
All right. Well, then tell me this, then, Tommy. Okay. How about the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears?
Break it down, prime example.
Okay, go ahead. What's the story? Okay, what's the story?
You know, the Three Bears who weren't bothering nobody.
Come on.
Yeah. Okay, they left the house real quick.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This one where the little white girl shows up and breaks into their house, messes up stuff, eats their food, and then falls asleep.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So stop right there. You don't see a relationship in this story.
No.
You don't see that.
No, dog. I just.
No, I don't see it.
How do you see it?
Yeah, what do you see?
Right.
Okay, okay, okay. You don't see that this ain't nothing but an ex coming by her ex-boyfriend's house. You don't see that? Let me ask you something. What did she do? She ate up everything. Where was she when everybody walked in the house? Where was she?
Sleep
in the bed. Yeah. That's what an ex will do to you. Soon as you walk in the house, she done found herself back in the bed, and here you come in the door with another woman. That's how it goes down. This ain't nothing but a relationship, because guess what an ex know how to do? An ex know how to get past security and everything, and get in your house, lay in your bed, and wait on you. That's what an ex can do. Three baths ain't nothing but a damn relationship that done went bad.
That's some ignorant mess right here.
It really is.
Hey, I don't know how y'all don't see it. Can we bring this music down just a little bit?
Because we're on your nerves.
Yeah. Yes.
Carla, talk to him.
Okay, yeah.
I can't.
Mm-hmm. What? Carla, you, okay, your little girl a little older now. She probably ain't in the nursery rhyme. But didn't you used to read them to her?
Yes, of course.
Okay. You didn't see none of this I see.
No, I don't. I don't see none of that.
Come on.
None of it.
All right.
Okay, how about 3P? You don't see them on them 3P?
You know what, Tommy? That's really, really, really are reaching right here.
The three pigs, Tommy.
What's the issue with three pigs?
Okay. Any one of y'all. Okay. Tell me
the
story.
The three pig story is the pigs, they built a house, and every night when they build a house, the wolf would come along.
And huff and puff,
and he'd blow the house down. And the story, that's one of the stories of the three pigs. And
you're
going to tell us that's a bad relationship gone bad.
Okay. You're going to break that down. Here's what's been going on all these years. Here's what's been going on. Don't none of y'all know nothing about these three pigs, do you?
Y'all have been
siding with these three pigs since you heard this story. Y'all have made the three pigs the good people in this thing. Am I right?
Yeah, the wolf was scary.
Listen to me. This is nothing but a relationship gone bad. Trust me. Y'all don't even know them pigs' names. Y'all don't.
They got names?
Yes. Willie, and Willie the Third. You don't even know them.
The pig says Billy, Willie, and Willie the Third.
Billy, Willie, and Willie the Third. These ain't your average pigs. Let me tell you something. They all live together. Houses, side by side. Right or wrong, right?
Yes. Huh? Okay, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why would a wolf just show up at their house? You know why?
Wow.
You want to know why? Because these three pigs been messing with the wolf's old lady for the longest. She was into that kind of thing, you know, that swinging thing. She was into that. All right? So he showed up. He was upset. He got tired of it. And what'd he do? He blew all their houses down. That's what this about.
Oh man, Tommy.
The fact that y'all don't look past the pictures. See, y'all looking at pictures and the little old scared pig behind the straw and then the one, but then they all wind up in the brick house. Oh, come on, stop. Stop. Go ahead.
Break this one down. Which one is it?
This one is a nursery rhyme.
Right.
Okay. Remember this one? There was an old lady who lived in a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go on the fence.
Was an old lady who lived in a shoe. Go ahead. Yeah. Okay, she had so many kids. Remember that? She didn't know what to do.
Say that part again.
She had so many kids, she didn't know what to do.
Now, if that ain't a bunch of relationship gone bad, I don't know what it is. I'm going to stop you. I'm going to drop the mic right there. That don't need no explanation. You got kids coming all out the side of the shoe. You got kids coming out of the sole and the heel, the toe of the shoe. Where did a woman get all these kids from? That's 19 relationships right there, Shane.
Yeah.
Dang. You see that? All out the shoelaces, just kids just hanging all on the thread. What are we talking? Who's going to feed all these kids? This is relationship. This is child support. You don't see all this?
Baby mama.
Baby mama drama what? Going back.
I have to agree with him. I'm really happy to agree with him.
Oh, but you always agree with him.
You always
right,
do.
Right.
What? Shirley.
I know. Yeah, what, Carla? Yes.
Girl, Tommy got a
there was what? An old lady who
give me
Tommy.
One more. Give me one more. What?
Tommy has a point.
Yes.
I know. That's what we're all feeling him on this.
Doggone it, Carla. Welcome to me.
Man, I'm tell you right now, I'm asking this Uncle Steve one. For a raise when he gone. If I got to deal with this type of stupid, I need more money.
Let me tell you something.
He has a point, though, Junior.
And Junior, next week, I'm going to tell you about the Itsy Bitsy Spider. Wait.
All right, just hang on. I hate it when he's right with his stupidity. Reality update with Carla. Carla's reality update coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, now. It is time, nephew. Let's go.
Let's go. Here it is. Buckle up. Hold tight. It's that time. Reality update.
All right, nephew. I heard that at the end. What was that?
That was at the end of my win.
Thank you. All right, crew. Here we go. Loving hip hop.
Let's go, Atlanta.
Let's go, Shirley girl. All right. So your boy Kirk lawyered up to fulfill his promise girl. That he made to his wife, Rashida, to get a DNA test to find out if he is the father of Jasmine's baby. And the family, they went on like a little getaway. And Kirk told his wife that he is doing what he needs to do to protect his family. So just in case his alleged baby mama, Jasmine, goes after their assets, Kirk hands his wife paperwork saying that he would give her everything if she wants a divorce. Mm-hmm. And he's doing everything. What he has to do. Yeah, everything.
Everything.
Isn't he disrespectful to his mother, to her mother?
Yes, because you know, Miss Charlene, Rashida's mom, she is so sick of her son-in-law. She's so sick of Kirk hurting her daughter. She is not having it.
Right.
She wants Kirk to take this DNA test once and for all. Then, you know, it's kind of a heated exchange. He's so tired of Miss Charlene all in the business. And then they, in this particular scene, they kind of show this promo for next week's show where Kirk is standing there saying, I'm tired of love and hip hop tearing up my family. Like, it's the show's fault. You cheated.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, you cheated on your wife.
Was you tired when you was in that strip club throwing them ones?
Yeah. Okay. I was like, you need to really stop, Kirk. So
I don't know why they're making a big fuss out of this DNA test. Just bring about my grandmother's house. We'll let you know in 5 minutes. Just let us sit there.
How can your grandmother do that?
Oh, you know, old people look at babies and tell you right now if that baby yours or not.
That's right. Thank you.
They already know. That ain't that baby.
They've been doing it for years. Nobody had no DNA test
ain't
back
been
in the
wrong
day.
Yet, Jay.
That ain't his baby. Go ahead.
Go ahead on about your business. So we'll see next week. I think they will reveal the DNA results. And you're right, Junior. You're talking about dragging it out.
Because it's the finale, right? It's the finale.
Yes, Shirley. Uh-huh. Stevie J's daughter, Savannah. Now, remember, you know, Stevie J's daughter, they had an issue with Jocelyn. And so Savannah met with Mimi and told Mimi about Jocelyn's whack apology and how Jocelyn was trying to be the victim during her apology. It was just really, really whack. And Mimi met with Stevie J and she told him that, you know, she does not want Jocelyn around her daughter, Eva. And Jocelyn wants to get back together with Stevie J and she wants to get married. But Stevie J,
for real,
he lied to Mimi and said that Jocelyn wants to apologize to everybody and that they're just going to be friends. So he is lying to Mimi about Jocelyn's, what her wishes are and what she wants to do. Mimi wants a protective order against Jocelyn and she can't get it unless Eva, their daughter, has been physically hurt by Jocelyn. Yeah. So
do these people forget that they're filming?
I don't think they realize it's a camera. Do they forget the cameras are there, Jay?
I don't think they know.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Mimi thinks that.
I don't like Jocelyn anymore. I don't like
her. I don't either. Because she's fronting a lot. Yeah, she's not coming correct.
Never
with
turn
she's not
my back on Jocelyn.
On my front either.
No, I'm not turning nothing. No. You're not going to get me to go down this street with you.
No. That's your boo, Tommy?
That's your man. Baby.
Yeah, so we'll see. I think Mimi, bottom line, she thinks that Jocelyn is a bad influence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Period. And she doesn't want her daughter around, and I'm not mad at Mimi for that. Mm-hmm. Let's move on. Basketball Wives. Did y'all know Basketball Wives is back? Yeah.
Yeah, I seen it.
And why? It's back, but why? But anyway, Tammy invited the ladies on a trip to New York City. And then Evelyn, she took her girl Shawnee back down memory lane. They was visiting the Bronx. And then Jackie Christie and Evelyn, they have been beefing. And so things got heated. Evelyn told Jacqueline not to call her the B word in front of her daughter. Then Jackie apologized. And then she wanted Evelyn to apologize to her. Jackie went off and told Evelyn that she's a non-factor. And you know, Evelyn made that line famous. And then that set Evelyn off along with other things.
She used
Evelyn
her own
kicked
line
off
on her.
Against her.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. She went in. Evelyn kicked off her shoes, Jay, and tried to charge at Jackie. And it's like, here we go again.
Again.
It's like, hold me. Somebody grab me, but don't hold me. That type of thing.
Yeah.
Let me go. No,
they're too old for this. They're way too old for all of that. So
but I love Jackie's crazy, Carly.
Jackie
crazy
is crazy.
It's on another level.
Yeah, and surely Evelyn let Jackie push her buttons. She let her take
there.
Oh,
yeah, she did.
Yeah, she took the bait. You're Evelyn took the bait from Jackie. Mm-hmm.
It's when people know you that you can you get riled easy, they use it against you, man. Uh-huh. They really do, man.
Jay.
It's crazy.
Evelyn, you know, she had this new image about her. She was working on that new image of not going there and being more
and
calm.
And she was doing good.
Yeah, and she was on Fix My Life with Iyanla. Remember,
they
she had her own
it.
Show on OWN, so she was trying to turn over a new leaf and
Hug
have a different
brother.
Attitude. But
don't
then
go
she
there
went
with
there.
Them.
But you can't turn your leaf them. Back over, you know?
What, Jay? Wait, what?
Don't go there with them. Don't let them bring you down.
He's so crazy.
And my final question, I want to bring this up to you guys. It's not a reality show, but it is about the BET Awards. Taking a cue from his hit song, Mask Off, you know, Future.
Oh, Future.
Future. Uh-huh. Okay, so you saw the performance, Future and his daughter. You know, they had these very expensive crystal masks. They said they cost a fortune to make. They were about $9,000 for all three of these masks.
$9,000?
Yeah, they were very expensive masks.
I could have made them some masks at Hobby Lobby. You ain't got to pay no $9,000.
Here's my question.
What's your question, Charlie? Come on.
Do you think it was appropriate for Future's daughter to wear that mask because of the lyrical content of the song Mask Off?
That's a great question.
I don't think it was appropriate to make a $9,000 mask. I don't think it was appropriate for that.
Well, hit me up on Instagram or Twitter at Lips by Carla and answer that question. Do you think it was appropriate for Future's daughter, her name is London, to wear the mask during his performance of Mask Off because of the lyrical content of the show? And that's Reality Update. We'll be back at 20 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. This is a brand new survey today. From SurveyMonkey, the SurveyMonkey poll.
I do not
poll.
Like the survey company.
Yeah, Survey. Why? Because of
Survey
the name.
Monkey.
SurveyMonkey. Yeah, SurveyMonkey. Anyway, SurveyMonkey poll revealed that 65% of married adults know their spouse's social media passwords.
Oh, I believe that.
Okay. Other results of the survey of the SurveyMonkey poll show that 58% of married couples say they share the household chores equally. No. 91% say children are not necessary for a happy and complete marriage.
I believe that. I totally believe that.
I believe that too. Mm-hmm. And 25% said the thing they most commonly argue about is everyone ready for this one. Let's go around the room. What do you think it is?
I would say money.
Money.
Carla?
finance. Yeah, money. Or maybe
sex. Tommy.
Sex.
You of course. Why we didn't think, see this coming.
Oh, wait a minute. Can I change mine?
Yeah.
Paying for sex.
Third time. It's money, guys. It's money. It's money.
Where's my dollar?
That's what they most commonly.
Oh, snap.
I used to love, every woman does this. You know, you guys know this. This is not a secret that I'm revealing from the sisterhood, but every woman loves shoes.
Yes.
And they buy shoes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they keep them in the trunk.
Right, yeah.
And then they bring
them
in when their husband's not looking. Yeah. And then when they wear them and their husband say, oh, those are new shoes. No, no, I've been had these. Oh,
right.
No.
Right,
yeah. Yeah.
And just to make him feel comfortable, sex happens. It comes back around, you know. Yeah.
It's all a plan, Tommy.
It's all a plan, you know.
Hey, you got new shoes. You owe me something.
Exactly.
And it doesn't even matter if you bought them yourself with your own money that you worked hard for. Yeah. We always have to lie about that, which is crazy. Yeah.
Have you seen that commercial where the guy's driving and everybody's got their headphones on?
Uh-huh.
Don't even know.
I've seen that commercial.
I've seen that. It's a great commercial, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that it's social media, money, and sex.
We know more about each other than the other person thinks that they know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I know what you're doing, fool.
Yeah, but the number one thing that they argue about is money.
Money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. Yeah.
And money can stop an argument. Here, just be quiet. Take some money.
It can stop and start one. Money is the root to all of the evil.
It's in the Bible.
The love of money is in the Bible.
Yes, it is. Mm. Yeah.
All right. A stretch of Los Angeles roadway. This is really good news here. Mm-hmm. A stretch of Los Angeles roadway will soon bear the name of our 44th president.
Really?
The one we all love. The LA City Council yesterday unanimously approved a plan to rename a 3.5-mile stretch of Rodeo Road in Southwest LA to Obama Boulevard. This area is known for its President's Row series of streets named after former presidents, including Washington, Adams, Jefferson Boulevard. President Obama began his career in Los Angeles.
It's right over the Obama Road.
Yeah. I love that.
That's awesome.
That is. Congratulations. All right, coming up, we'll find out where Carla and where Junior are going to be and what they're going to be doing this weekend.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are. We are here, but they will be there talking about Carla, talking about Junior in Essence for the Music Fest this weekend. What's happening, guys?
Woo! That's when you get brand new car, you just start to little giggle.
Oh, that's your Essence laugh.
That's your brand new laugh.
Oh, yeah. Me.
Okay. Look at here. I mean, we going down to Essence. That's what it is, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, main stage tomorrow night. You know, Junior Boy being there, along with Diana Ross and John Legend and Indy Irie.
He's talking.
You'll be able to work with him when he gets back.
When you hit the stage, Junior, what are you going to say?
Morning, everybody. It's at night. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to do. Go ahead, Carl. You talk to me. Go ahead, Carl. You talk to him. I don't need to talk no more to him. I'm through talking to people. I'm through.
Oh, you're Hollywood like that? We can't even talk to you.
Real brand new. Biggest show I've ever done. So this is it. You know.
So when I see you in the Superdome on Friday night,
don't talk to me. You know what I mean?
Come to think of it, Tommy did that kind of funny when he first hosted.
Brand new.
Yeah,
just made it.
I tell you why. Let me tell you something. My entourage is in town too.
Uh-oh.
You got an entourage?
Already?
I got an entourage. It's 85 of us. When you see us, you gonna look like you down at the DMV.
Wait, boy, you gotta pay all these people?
No, I move like hammer. You know, when you get your money, you gotta spend it. You know?
I'm like, moving like hammer.
Yeah, I move like hammer.
Hey,
you get your money.
You need to fire 82 of them and start over.
I got everybody for every situation. Don't even worry about that. I got this time.
Oh, well, okay, so you're going to do your thing. Well, let me tell you about my thing going on Friday.
Come on,
Shirley. So we're kicking things off June 30th through July 2nd, all weekend long, I will be hosting Essence Eats Experience. This is the stage inside the convention center where we will have celebrity chefs doing all kinds of cooking demonstrations, sampling some yummy food, shrimp and grits, crawfish, red beans and rice, gumbo, soul food, greens. You know how we do it in the NO. We love to eat. It's nothing like some good food and good times, and we are going to have a ball. Now, you got to register for Essence Eats, so go to my Instagram page and get all the details. Look at me, details. I like that. Get all
that's
the
a new word. Yeah.
It's all about eating. Yeah.
Right. My Instagram page is Lips by Carla, and you can get all the information, or you can also log on to essence.com and get all of the festival information rundown. And I see that your girl nephew Tommy Halle Berry will be there at Essence.
Don't do this.
Yes.
Don't tell me that.
There. Mm-hmm. Friday, June 30th, kicking off all of the daytime activities, including Essence Eats at the convention center. Halle Berry in the NO. In the building. In the building. Got it.
Who's
phone is that?
Oh, hold on.
It might be Halle Berry calling.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry, y'all. That's Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
Michelle who?
Michelle who?
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah.
The first lady.
It's Michelle.
Michelle.
What voice is that?
Yes, Michelle.
First lady who? Michelle? We on the who air, Junior?
Oh, no, the first lady of Essence.
Yes.
Michelle Ebanks.
Michelle
Ebanks. Oh, President. Madam President.
Oh, yes.
But what is this professional voice he got? Yes. Did,
I don't know.
No. As soon as I get off, I'll be heading that way.
Ten seconds, really Junior. Changed. We got to go.
Y'all go do what you do. I'm doing me.
All right, we'll be back to wrap up the show with just one more thing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are. Last break of the day. This morning went by fast, huh? It really went by.
Yeah.
We have time for just one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this story right here is crazy, too. A White House reporter named Brian Karam got into a heated exchange. These reporters, man, their tempers. With Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders the other day over what he says is President Trump's ongoing efforts to undermine the press. The tipping point came when Sanders criticized CNN and the press as a whole for ignoring positive stories about President Trump and instead perpetuating what the administration calls fake news. Karam lashed out at Sanders, saying, "You're inflaming everyone right now with those words." Karam said the confrontation was a long time coming, and he reached a point when he had to take a stand. He says she took the opportunity first thing off the bat to go after the media. She was trying to go after CNN specifically and the media in general. "We've been called the enemy of the people from that White House. We've been told that we're fake news. We are bullied and browbeaten every day, and I pretty much have had enough of it. We can't take the bullying anymore. It's undermining the Fourth Estate. It's undermining the First Amendment." Was the reporter out of line for lashing out at Sanders, do you think? Should the other reporters have done more to support him? That's interesting.
They just lie all the time.
Yeah.
He lies, and then they go out and add to the lie.
They got to defend it.
Or cover it up or fix the lie.
Defend the lie, right.
Why Sean Spicer has such a tough job.
Yeah, because he's got to. And that's why they stop showing it on television.
Yeah.
Just doing the audio now. Now they just have audio.
Right.
That's so crazy.
Really the White House press briefings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just show audio now. So will the press be invited back? Why can't the people know?
That's
why
what
can't
they
be in the room? I don't understand that.
You need to be in like the room
it's called freedom of the press for a reason.
Right. Right.
They have access to you as president. The American people, that's
have
the conduit.
The right to know,
what's going on. And the press is the one that delivers
they
it.
They did a story that he has lied every day for the first 45 days that he was in. Real liars are going, well, man.
That's a shame right there. That is really, really.
Well, I'll tell you what. That reporter will not be invited back.
No. Yeah.
Oh, no.
But kudos to him for standing up, though.
Yeah.
He stood up.
Yeah.
Brian Karam is his name.
Yeah.
He said he was just sick of it.
He had enough of it.
Great job, man. I'm proud of him.
Because they're not allowing them to do their jobs.
No.
You know? Everything is fake news unless they say it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Or Fox.
And then it didn't help that CNN got into some trouble with
CNN did the right thing. They fired the people and, you know.
Yeah, now what was that story action. All about? Some they did make up something,
they
right?
They made up some stories,
But it was high about up. It wasn't the reporters. It was, it was high up in the editorial department, right?
Like, it's a problem when when somebody else lies, not them.
Not them.
But it was just at a time when President Trump is, you know, it's a win for him.
Well,
you know what? Yeah, I don't even like credibility. I don't like calling him President Trump. I'm going to just call him 45.
A lot of people say that, Jay.
Yeah, 45.
45.
45.
45. Wow.
He is just a barrel of laughs, man. I just never seen a president this funny, man. This is the first time in my life.
And Junior, that's why it's so hard for me to watch House of Cards right now. And I love House of Cards. Love it.
It's the same thing, huh?
Yeah, but it's like,
but it's real life.
I'm double watching. It's like, I'm watching the White House, what's going on.
And then you go watch House of Cards.
And then you go, well, it's too much. Because truth
Francis
is stranger
Underwood,
than fiction.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, Claire. Yeah, it's too much.
I think Underwood would have been a better president.
Yeah.
Oh, he would have, for sure.
This president doesn't have a clue on nothing. You don't know nothing. Health care, taxes, it don't matter. Nothing. All we know is it's going great, folks. It's going great. It's wonderful. A lot of great ideas.
He speaks great in those superlatives, you know. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Terrific.
Fantastic.
Terrific.
Gonna
it's
be
great.
Huge.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. The best.
He tweets. Like, people are out here defending you, and you going against the tweets. The president is not under investigation. Let me repeat. He is not under president. I'm under investigation.
This is a witch hunt.
You are under investigation.
You know, and I make it my business. It's his. You respect the office of president.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is the man who runs our country. But he makes it so hard, though.
Yeah, he does.
He really makes it hard, you know?
He won't listen to anyone.
No.
Ah, man, you cannot say, Mr. President, you cannot go out there and say that. I'm finna say it right now, or I'm gonna tweet it. One or other's gonna happen.
Which one are you gonna tweet?
I'm gonna tweet it.
Like I said, he's tweeting and eating.
Yeah, and then I'm going on a campaign trip.
Man.
And have my loyalists come out and gas me up. Yeah. And then I'm going to go back in there,
And what are the business hours over at the White House?
he's up at night because he's tweeting.
He fired Lynn at 2:30 in the morning.
He does look like he needs a nap, though. He looks so tired.
He looks sleepy now.
Exhausted.
He do look sleepy.
Yeah,
he's exhausted.
He had no idea what he was getting himself into. He had no idea.
He had no idea he was going to win.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, he didn't have
that was the shocker.
Yeah, everyone was shocked by that. Everyone.
He does have that look like, I got to be president every day.
Yeah.
Yes.
But remember back
in the
day,
they
did that movie, The Candidate.
It's like you want the title, but you got to do the work as well.
Absolutely, Carla. Absolutely.
The governing of the people you have to do. And that's what I want to see. When is that happening? All of these scandals and headlines. It's like, what are we governing?
But Maxine Waters has a great, she said, follow the money.
Follow the
money. You will find out what Trump is doing.
She always says that.
Follow the money.
But that movie, The Candidate, with Robert Redford, when he ran, you know, he's a good looking guy. He ran for a Senate position, I believe. But and he won.
He had no idea what was going on.
He had no idea. He was clueless, but he won. He got in that car, in that limo, after he won, said, what the heck do we do now?
It's like I say all the time, it's like people who heckle you, they think it's easy.
Yeah.
And then Steve will say, well, come on up here, let me see what you got. And then
you did not craziness. Want this microphone.
No, you don't want this mic.
No.
I don't think
he
wanted the job anyway.
Well, he wanted the title.
Thank you. We'll be back tomorrow.
Woo-hoo.
We love you for listening. We appreciate you.
It's Friday tomorrow!
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.